If you're looking for a studio to record your audio project, may we respectfully suggest you call us. We're CityVox. At CityVox, our strength is in the details. We'll make you feel at home and give you the best studio experience you've ever had. Yeah, we could drop names like Sony and the Smithsonian or any of the other impressive clients listed at our website, cityvoxny.com. But the truth is, we're not about bluster. And did we mention that our prices are more than competitive? All in all, whether you're recording a commercial, making a video, or just about anything where sound is involved, CityVox is the best in the business. So if you're a seasoned veteran looking for a new studio to call home, or if this is your first recording project, we'll take great care of you and make you sound great. Please visit our website at cityvoxny.com, or better yet, give us a call at 212-645-2228, 212-645-2228. Get away from the grind and bring your audio project to CityVox, where caring makes the difference. This is Lise Avery with more simple ways you can change the world. Did you know that 5% or more of your monthly utility bill is paying to power devices in your home that you turned off? Believe it or not, your TVs, your DVD players, computers, printers, and cell phone chargers are just a few of the things you own that leak power, even when they aren't on. In fact, a quarter of the energy that your TV uses each year is consumed when the TV is off. What can you do? It's easy. Just plug your TV and other electronic devices into a power strip and turn the whole strip off when you aren't using it. Or better yet, unplug the devices and gizmos you aren't using and they'll be ready in seconds next time you decide to plug them in and use them. Take the power back. Don't let your electronics decide when you're going to use energy. For helpful links, log on to anythinggoesradio.com and look in my green links. Small changes can mean big rewards for our environment. To underwrite a commercial with a conscience message like this one, contact us at Anything Goes with Lise Avery. Welcome back into Anything Goes. I'm Lise Avery. Thanks so much for your company today. Before we went to break, we heard Jimmy Webb telling us how he avoided being pigeonholed in the music business and why he and so many other songwriters in the late 60s and early 70s began performing their own songs. And let me tell you that after many years of producing Anything Goes and interviewing many artists, I've found that if you're worthy of their trust, there's a point in each interview when the person you're interviewing begins to open up. I didn't have as much time with Jimmy Webb as I sometimes have when I'm interviewing artists, but luckily, we found that moment anyway. Here's when Jimmy got serious and talked to me about getting sober. After all these years in music and in life, do you have a personal compass or a code that helps you make your decisions? I'm looking for the driving force in your life.
Well, now we're not being superficial. Now we're going for something that's a little bit more serious. And I have to tell you that about a decade ago, I stopped drinking. I didn't go into a big AA thing, and I don't proselytize or really hassle anybody else for what they like to do or want to do. In fact, I enjoy hanging out with people who are drinking and doing whatever they want to do. But I began to feel in my own life that I needed to make a connection, if you will, a spiritual connection with a kind of source. I've been aware all my life that this ability to channel this music is really something that comes from outside me, not really deep inside me, but somewhere outside me. And I wanted to tune into that. I wanted to focus on that and establish contact with that, almost like, are you really there? You know? And, you know, I think I did find out that, yes, there is a very special source of energy, inspiration, comfort available to us if we want to tap into it. And it helps us make those decisions. It helps us pick the right word. It's almost a silent partner. It's almost a silent collaborator. It's someone to write songs with when there's no one around to write songs with. And we all carry around this other spiritual being this other part of our personality. We all carry it around with us. But do we communicate with it? Do we commune with it? Do we share our lives with our spiritual, with our other spiritual soul? That's the question. And so I think that the last 10 years have been, without putting, anything, any kind of a morbid interpretation on it, a kind of preparation for me for the life after this life, for the more sobering questions that, I'm not a real young guy anymore. And I've just found that it's helped me. It's helped me do my work. It's helped me with my relationships with others. I think that that at times it's helped me help others. So, yes, I mean, I believe that's where the music comes from. I don't think it's just something I make up. I think it's something that I open myself up, and when I do that, it happens.
And for Jimmy Webb, it happened and happened and happened again. And I'm glad that we have Jimmy here to write songs for us, to tell us what was going on when he wrote them, and now to perform them. From Jimmy's 1996 10 Easy Pieces album, here's a simply simple version of Didn't We?
This time we almost made pieces fit. How did we, girl? This time we almost made some sense of it. How did we, girl? This time I had the answer. Touched it, it had turned to sand. This time we almost sang our song in tune. How didn't we, girl? This time we made it to the moon. Haunted it me. This time we almost made a poem
Jimmy Webb on the piano and vocals, with Sean Colvin helping out on the background vocals, from Jimmy's critically acclaimed 10 Easy Pieces album. And we've come up to another break, but I hope you'll stay close by because on the other side, we're going to be getting rowdy with our jump boogie portion of the program, and we're going to be spending some quality time with George Benson and hearing from Louis Jordan, too. But well, we can't conclude our time with Jimmy Webb without playing one of the many hits he had with the Fifth Dimension. So right now, I'm going to invite you to fly to the other side with me, up, up and away, in my beautiful balloon.
Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon? Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon?
We could float among the stars together, you and I.
For we can.
Find yourself love.